Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Beis. Sukkah Daf Beis, as we start a new Masechta and a new world after a couple of months in Maseches Yuma. Now we get to Maseches Sukkah, and the Gemara starts off with telling us the requisite height of a sukkah. The maximum height of a sukkah is Esrim Amma. Sukkah Shigavol Amma Esrim Amma Psula. A sukkah that's 20 amos high as possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machsheh, Rabbi Yehuda says it is okay to have a very tall sukkah, even above 20 amos. And what's the shortest sukkah? 10 tvachim. Ein agavah asar tvachim. If it's not asar tvachim, so then it is a problem. So we're not going to talk about the minimum shear today, about what the issue is, but we'll talk about the maximum, 20 amos. The Gemara gives three different pshatim why it is that a sukkah cannot be above 20 amos. Minan immediately, the Gemara says, a couple of lines in, the Gemara quotes Rabbah, Rab Zeira, and Rava. Rabbah tells us, Amar Rabbah to Amar Kra, Laman Yedu Darosechem, because the sukkah is there so that the generations shall know, Kivasuko Zashati is B'nai Yisrael, that I, Hashem, put you in sukkahs in the desert. Machlokas later on we'll have on Daf Yud Aleph. What does that mean? Hashem put us in sukkahs. Is that sukkahs mamish? Is that literal sukkahs? Is that anane hakavod? Is that the clouds of glory that He surrounded us with? That's a machlokas that we'll have as Hashem later on. Maybe we'll have a shiur about that at some point. But the Gemara says, Ad Esrim Amma, Adam Yodea, Shudar Basukkah. Up till 20 amos, you can look at the schach and you realize that you're in the sukkah. Lamala me'asrim amma, if it's above 20 amos, ein adam yodeya shadar v'sukkah. You can't really see the roof. It's so high up. How much is 20 amos? Between 30 and 40 feet, depending who you ask. But either way, it's pretty high up. So once it's above that height, a person does not realize they're sitting in the sukkah. Mishum d'shalta, lo shalta ba'eina. Halachically, above 20 amos is, my eye doesn't focus on that. There are other riyas to that as well. We've quoted in the past by the brothers of Yosef, how do you know the pit was 20 amos? But that's number one, l'man yedu d'orasechem, so that you know. Now, we're going to focus on number three, but we're just going to mention the other ones also. Reb Zera says, no, it's based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The pasuk says, v'sukkah tia l'sel yomah mecharev, the sukkah will be for protection, for shade for you. L'tzel, ad esher mama adam yoshi b'tzel sukkah, up till 20 amos, it is considered that you're getting the shade from the schach, from the roof. Lamala me'asramama ein adam yoshi b'tzel sukkah ela b'tzel tfanos. But above 20 amos, a person does not sit in the shade of the sukkah, but in the shade of the walls. And that's not good enough. Why? Because as the Rishonim note, the ikker sukkah, we'll have this measure in a minute also, the ikker sukkah is the schach. That's the ikker part of the definition. That's what there are requirements for, right? Rashi's lashon on the Mishnah. V'al shema schach kruya sukkah. Because of the schach is called the sukkah, we'll have to talk about it at different points, various halachas that only apply to the schach, not to the walls. But that's Reb Zera, that you want to be in the shade of the schach, and that's why it can't be so high. And Abaye then asks on Reb Zera, what if you're in a mountain range, and even without the, even if it's not 20 amos, Ashtaros Karnayim still, it shouldn't be a sukkah because the shade's not coming. So the Gemara says, no, that's just an external problem. Dal Ashtaros Karnayim, he could sell sukkah. But hacha, here, if you do Dal Tfanos, you won't have a shell sukkah. Good. But now we have Rava. Rava Amar Mehacha. This is what we're going to focus on today's shir. Basukkas Teshu Shivaz Yamim. On sukkahs, you shall sit for 7 days. Amra Torah. Kol Shivaz Yamim Seimidiris Keva Vashemidiris Arai. For 7 days, you have to go out of your permanent dwelling, your Diras Keva, and sit in Diras Arai. You have to be in a temporary dwelling. Ad Esrim Amma Adam Osa Diraso Diras Arai. Up until 20 Amos, you could build a structure that is flimsy, that is temporary, and that's why it's going to work. Lamalam Esrim Amma, if you have to build your sukkah very high, above 20 Amos, Ein Adam Osa Diraso Diras Arai, La Diras Keva. You're going to have very sturdy walls. You're going to have very sturdy structure, and therefore it is not going to be good enough because your sukkah, we paskin, has to be diras arai and not a diras keva. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, you need diras arai? Amar le Abaya. Abaya says, Ela me'ata asa mechitzo shel barzel. V'sikech al gaban, hachanam edulavi sukkah, you're telling me it has to be a temporary structure? What if you use a metal walls? Metal poles, so it's a very sturdy sukkah. It's solid. It's not a good sukkah. Because it's not a rai. It's permanent. So Amar Lei, no. Rava says, Hachi gamina lecha. My answer to you, you need the potential for it to be a rai. You don't actually need it to be a rai. That's the yesod of Rava. Ad chaf ama de adam osa dirasa diras arai, up until 20 amos, which a person can make his dira arai, ki avid le diras kevas. So then even if you would make it in a permanent structure, nami nafik, you're still yotzei. Because it could have been arai. But above 20 amos, where a person needs and only can make his dira to diras keva, then even if you make it arise somehow, you wouldn't be yotzi. Okay, so that's Rava. Rava says, and that is what many posts can quote lahalacha, that your sukkah has to be a diras arai, but lav dafka diras arai, it has to be the potential for it to be a diras arai. Right now, some people have their sukkah, they have sliding roofs, and they could have their living room or their dining room as a sukkah. That's the ultimate diras keva. It's your house, right? You're always there. You just change the roof. You change it to schach. But that's not halacha. The halacha is under 20 amos, as long as the potential is there. So 2 points. Number one, the Rishonim discuss here, how do we know that's the kavanah of the Torah? That you just need the potential. Maybe the Torah says you have to have a diras arai. What does it say? Bas sukkos teshu shivas yamim. So number one, how do you know that this was the Kavanas HaTorah, maybe it actually has to be arai. That's the first issue we'll talk about. And then we'll talk about the issue of the thickness of the schach. Once you're telling me that it has to be keva, or it can be keva, so is there any, are there any rules? We'll have later on what the schach are allowed to be made out of, but how thick are the schach allowed to be? Are they allowed to be so thick that you can't even see out? That rain doesn't come in? So we'll have to get to that. Those 2 points let's talk about. So number one, how do we know that this was the Kavanas HaTorah? Maybe it actually has to be a rai. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ad Esher Ma'ama De Adam Ose, up until 20 Amos, the last Rashi, up until 20 Amos where a person can make it a rai, then he can make it keva. Shaper Dami, De Yevadai Yesh Bechlal Keva Arai. Included in keva is arai. What does that mean? Yesh bechal keva arai, v'hari asa katora. And if you build keva, it's ki'ilu, inside that is also arai, and as you did what the Torah wanted, v'hari asa katora. V'yalkarkach lo akpida Torah ala arai. It can't be that the Torah is makpid actually on arai, elo l'shem shir, but it's just giving you it for the measurement, l'seis l'cha shir begova, to give you a shir in the height, sh'tehe yichol olamara yidei seitos arai. What's the height that it could stand with Yesedos pegs of Arai? It's just giving you the shear. But Yesh Bechal Keva Arai, what does that mean? Yesh Bechal Keva Arai. So the Sfas Ema says that, let's say I build a Keva structure for my sukkah. So what do you do first? First you put up your walls, and then you nail in nails and make it stronger. So before you put in the nails, it's Arai. You've made it stronger. But in every keva, it started out as an arai one. You just made it into keva. So says the Sfas Emes, that's what Rashi means. So in every keva, it's arai anyway. Achein Rashi Pirish, the Bishop the Yishbechla, this is the Sfas Emes on Amid Beis. V'niru lefarish, Bishop da Amrina, dal ha-yesedos ha-kvuim, v'yeh nishar arai. Mashenkin begavoa me'asrim, di madlis ha-yesedos ha-kvuos, above 20, if you take out the yesedos, tipol ha-sukka, the sukka's going to fall. If you have a 10 Ama sukkah, you take out the nails, so then it will be, it would still function as a structure. So that's Rashi, and that's other Rishonim too. So it must be that because every keva has arai anyway, so what, you're going to tell me the Torah only demands arai? You have arai. Even if you build a keva, you have arai there, and therefore that is good enough. Number one. Number two, the Ritva notes that maybe he thinks if the Torah wanted it to be arai, it should have said it beferish. The Torah would have said it beferish. Pirshu betosus. Da Abaya Savar, Dim Isa, Dikra Asalashvinan to be in on Sukkah Diras Arai, if you actually need Diras Arai, Havi Lon Lamemar, the Debbie Mamma Sukkah Arai, the Torah should have said that. The Nifsol Osa Kishi Binyan Chazak, and we should passel it, right? But it doesn't say that. And he continues. It doesn't say beferish enough, says the Ritva. It just says, sit in there for 7 days. Okay, but how do you know that it's an arai, that it could only last for 7 days? About. So that is the Ritva. Number two. Three out of four. Three, the Ran here says, Ran here on the first page of the Daf Arif says, V'nirali, to mishum hachi mashmalan hachi. This is why Chazal understood that it's only potential for arai. Lefishi ef shalomar shatora titzave mashi ef shalla amod alav. It's impossible that the Torah would give you a mitzvah that you have to do, that it's impossible for you to know how to do it. Right? Every mitzvah, the given, the assumption of the mitzvah is that you could do it, and you're able to do it. Right? The be'ez adam, and right, for, we've quoted this in the past, the concept of lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. Torah wasn't given to angels. We have, the Menachas Chinuch quotes this in the context, if you remember, I think it was the Isser of Shemana Mishra, that one is not allowed to create the exact oil that Moshe Rabbeinu used with the exact same ingredients. So he asked the Menachas Chinuch, but don't we say in the Gemara of Mesechas Becharos that people can't be so exact? So if it has to be the same exact ingredients, maybe you put in a little bit more, maybe you put in a little bit less. So how can you ever violate that Aveira? So the Menachas Chinuch says, come on. If the Torah says that it must be, the Torah says, do the best you can. And you'll, we'll understand. How much matzah do you have to eat? How much matzah? Right? Oh, kezias. We have no idea how big a kezias is. Maybe this is a kezias, that a kezias. So what, you have to do a super amount that's for sure more than a kezias? Or you do what Chazal on the end of the kezias, and that's the mitzvah. The Torah is not given to angels. So the Ran here says, it's impossible, it's an important yisod, it's impossible that the Torah would command a mitzvah that you can't do. That you can't figure out how to do it. Again, so how is it impossible here? What, the sukkah has to be roi for 7 days. How can you build a sukkah that you know is exactly fitting for 7 days? What, and can't last longer? So it must be that the Torah is not telling you that you actually have to do this. That has to do with, you know, the potential, the sheer that you could have done it, but you don't have to actually do it. But if you have to actually do it, it will be very difficult to figure out what is a structure that can last for a week, and it won't last for more than a week. The Aruch Laner adds that, if you had a chiyuv to build a sukkah that will last for a day and a half, then you know you built this flimsy, dinky sukkah that is about to fall down, and you understand that's what the Torah demands. And then the other extreme, if you have to build a sukkah, that's going to last for a while. But dafka, a structure for a week? But sukkah station says, yep, that's very challenging to know what you have to do. Says the Aruch Laner, Mishum Zed, the Aruch Laner, the first day of sukkah, so we'll just mention, the Aruch Laner has two svarim on Misefa Sukkah. Right? He has on daf al daf, it's printed together. The Aruch Laner, like we have on other Misefas, and in the back of the Aruch Laner on sukkah, we have the Bikurei Yaakov, which is his sefer on the Shulchan Aruch. On the Shulchan Aruch of Hilcha Sukkah, that was his first sefer. That was called Bikurim. The Bikurim, his Bikurim of Yaakov, or Yaakov Ettlinger. So that's his first sefer, and that's why he called it Bikurei Yaakov. But anyway, the Aruch Laner here on our daf says, in explaining this Ran, right? So if it's less than that, then fine, we can understand. The kimad akarcha bin a sukkah haroy lezayin, but since you need it to be at least 7 days old, isalka daitav the tzricha gamkin shalotamod yoser mishiva. You need it to be roy to stand up for 7 days, and not more. Zidavad the darer sheiyef shalashayer shetamod larech lezayin yamim lepachas lo yoser. It's impossible. So it must be you don't actually need it. That is third idea in the Rishonim. So we have Rashi. Every keva has a rai in it anyway. The Ritva, it should have been more mefurish. The Ran. Right, the Torah cannot command an impossibility. And finally, the other day of the Ritva. There's another day in the Ritva where the Ritva says, you know what this is based on? You know what Rava is based on? Rebbe Zeira. The din of Rebbe Zeira. What's one of the more well-known dins and shas of Rebbe Zeira? Called Aroy Labila. Rebbe Zeira quotes that sometimes in halacha, the Torah does not demand actuality, but just potential. Right? When somebody goes to the mikvah, they don't have to keep their mouth open in order to allow water to go into their mouth. But you're not allowed to have an interposition, a chatzitza, in their mouth. Or if somebody has a piece of bone between their teeth, so then that passels the tevila. But as long as they floss, then there's no chatzitza inside the mouth, so then they don't have to open their mouth. Because all you need is ro'i, kolaroi labila. It's a halacha in Hilchas Menachos that you have to be able to mix the oil and the flour together for a carbon mincha, but you don't actually have to mix it. It has to be mixable. If you use so much flour to the ratio of oil that if you would mix it, it wouldn't mix well together, so then that passes. You don't have to mix it, but it has to be roi, kolaroi labila, without getting into the shiurim now, 60 and 1, but kolaroi labila, anything that's roi ain't bila makevis. Then the actual bila is not, the actual mixing is not ma'akev, but that's used in many different contexts, a couple of contexts in Shas, but here the Ritva uses it. V'achanami, l'matim esrim. We, the Chazal understood this halacha as, like Rabbi Zeira, under 20, Sheroi la'arai, ein arai ma'akev, afil kevak shera. As long as you have the potential for la'arai, so then you could build it keva. So you have the potential. That is the Ritva. The Ritva quotes this a number of other times also, just to mention one other fascinating one, three times in this Masechta. The Ritva adds kalaroi labili, quotes at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, but also, if you look later on, the Ritva says on Daf Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches Maveis here in our Masechta quotes, is the discussion of what happens if somebody's in the middle of Shmon Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. What do you do? So 3 days of the Rishonim. So we do something that if we don't think about so deeply, it's kind of unusual. Right? What are the 3 days? Tosva says, just keep going. Tosva's there, says, keep going. Why keep going? Well, what are you going to stop and what? Say Kedusha. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shmon Esrei. You're not allowed to talk. You're going to say you can't. What, you're going to stop and listen to Shomei Kaone? Says as if you said it. Tosva says, just go. Don't stop because you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shmona Esrei. That's Tosva's. Rashi, we pass him like Rashi. Rashi there on Daf Lamed Ches Maveis, Rashi says, no, you can stop and listen. And you have your cake and eat it too. It's as if you said Kedusha, so you're Yotzei as if you said it, but it's not enough of saying it. Shomei Kona isn't mamish like you're saying it, and therefore it's not called a hefsek. Right, that's Shitas Rashi. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That's what Rashi says. Im shavu kiven libo lishmoa, av bishalo ana yatsa. Even though you didn't answer, you yotzei. V'chein l'mispalim b'tzibur v'shliach tzibur omer kedusha o yehesh ve'rava yishtaku b'tfilasan v'yishmu b'kavana v'ayin ka'onin ukshig bar kedusha yakzur l'tfilasan. Right, that's a Rashi quotes from the Bahag also here on Lamed Ches Maveis later on. Fine. The Ritva there Sukkah Lamed Ches says like Tosfos, but for a different reason. Right, that Tosva says, keep going. Why? So the Ritva says, because what Shomea Kaone is not going to work. It's not going to work. Tosva says, it works in a super way. It's as if you mamish talked. The Ritva says, no, Shomea Kaone only works when you yourself could have said it, and you're choosing not to when somebody else is being motzei you. I could say Kiddush Friday night, but I don't. I let somebody else say it, then I'm yotzei by hearing it. But if you're unable to say Kiddush right now, so then you can't use somebody else. Shomei Kaone is only where you can say it. Reb Zeira, if you have the potential to say it, then somebody else can say it for you. But if you can't say it, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, I can't say Kedusha. So if I can't say Kedusha, then Shomei Kaone is not going to work for me. So that is fascinating. The Ritva quotes it there. The Ritva quotes it also at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel regarding how to define Yavesh. Okay, but that's the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't just mention, he doesn't think this is such a great answer in our Gemara, because remember we have 3 days in the Gemara, Rabba, Rabbi Zeira, and Rava. So we're using Rabbi Zeira's other din now to explain Rava, and Rabbi Zeira himself here quotes a different din. That's a little tricky to say that, but that is, that's the first part. Let's just try to quickly squeeze in the second part of our discussion, and that is Tosfos. Tosfos says here, Tosfos Yiraskol Ki, Tosfos asks, one second, if the Gemara says that you can make a sukkah in a keva way, Tosfos Yiraskol Ki, if Tosfos says that you can make your sukkah in a keva way, Bim Tomar, Kiva Doloch Hashinan El Shadei Ru'uyelas Osarai, Vabish Osos Keva. So why does the Gemara at the beginning of Tainus and later on say that if it rains on sukkahs, it's a simen klala? It's a sign of a curse. Hashem's very upset at you. If it rains on sukkahs. What do you mean? Our Gemara says you can make your sukkah keva. So why don't, ask Tosis, why don't you make a really thick roof so that the rain can't come in? It could be like keva. Make a really thick roof, and then rain is not a simen klala. Right? So rain is only simen klala if it's going to rain in. But make it very thick. Our Gemara says you can make your sukkah in a keva way. And Tosis says, if you want to say later on, we're going to have something called the Xeris Tikra. You can't make your sukkah in something that really looks like a ceiling, mamish. That's only a psul d'rabanan. It's only a psul d'rabanan. On a daraisa level, that will be okay. So how can you call it a simen klala if you can make your schach in a way that is keva? Answers Tosfos Yisod Gadol. Fourth to last line. V'yesh lomar. Dehi delo chashidan bitfanos i'avad v'hu keva. Fine when it comes to the walls. You are allowed to make it keva, as our Gemara says. V'kamakom bischacha. She'ikir hasukah al shem aschach, same Rashi used, lo miskashra ad avid le'arai. Wow. Tosfos lays down the yisod. When our Gemara says that a sukkah could be a diras keva, that's only talking about the walls. The schach has to be arai. And therefore, what? What does it sound like from Tosfos? And Rabbeinu Tam says it beferish. Rabbeinu Tam quoted here in the Mordechai and a little bit in the Rush, if you make your schach so thick that rain can't come in, it's pasul. Even if you use wood and it's detached and it's not makabel tumah, you use all the requirements, Tosfos Shita and some Rishonim say that the potential for arai is only by the for tfanos, and you can make a keva. But the schach mamish has to be arai because the ikr sukkah is the schach. So that is Shita of Bali Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam. If the Mordechai points out, the Mordechai in Tafshin Lamed Beis points out that it sounds like from Rashi later on in Daf Ches that no, even as long as you follow the requirements of Schach, it is good enough. The Rashi on the bottom of Ches Lamed Beis seems to say that Sukkah is for protection from shade and not from rain. On Ches Lamed Beis, but so the Mordechai says he doesn't think that Rashi requires this. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what do we paskin? Do we paskin like this Chumrah of the Bali HaTosfos? The answer is no. No Me'ikar Hadin. Says the Gemara, Tafresh Lamed Aleph Sif Dalet. Derech Haschach. It's the way of Schach. Doesn't say you have to. Derech Haschach Lios Kal, Kedei She'yirou Mimenu HaKochavim HaGdolim. Your Schach has to be L'chadchila able to see big stars through the schach. Haisa mu'ube kibin bias, if your schach is so thick that you can't see the stars through it, mu'ube kibin bias, ava bishena kochavim nirim besocha, ksheira. Even if it's very thick, sometimes some of these schach mats are very thick, you can't see anything through it. Sometimes you can if you get rid of all the artificial light, but even if you can't, the Shulchan Aruch says it's kasher, me'ikar adin, the schach can be very thick. We don't paskin like this, me'ikar adin, this chumer. The Magen Avraham quotes that there are some machmir, like the Shita of the Bali HaTosfos, again, Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph here, the Magen Avraham quotes, v'levush posel, kishe'ein hamatar yachol le'ridba. The Levush Pasels, if rain can't get in, and he quotes the Bach also, if rain can't get in, then it is Pasel. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say, you should try to make it a little thin, but not no din me'ikar adin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you can't thin it out, if that's how your schach comes, then it's okay. Me'ikar adin, it is okay. If you look in some Achronim, though, Rav Sternbach writes, 2 points. Number one, in Chelek Aleph, Zimin Sadi Vav of Ma'adim Uzmanim, that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree. Let's say the rain's not going to come in on Sukkot because it's not so, it's like the fall. But if it would be the winter, the rain would come in. So then even Rabbeinu Tam would agree it's okay. Right? It's just because right now it doesn't come in. But it's in Sukkot, it is a Sukkot that rain would come in, number one. And number two, he says, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that as long as some of your Sukkot allows rain in, then even if the rest of your Sukkot does not, it's okay. So you can leave a section of your Sukkot a little thinner, even though the rest of it, where you're going to sit, is thicker. So he says that might be against the Mishnah Berurah, but that is what seems to be the halacha. The halacha l'maisa, okay, it's a good idea to have schach that rain can get in. Almost all schach rain eventually gets in, even by the schach mats, and you can see the stars a little bit. But technically, me'ikar adin, even if it's very thick, me'uba kimin bias is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it would be okay. Look, in the Pnei Yeshua here also discusses the Shita, the question of Tosfos, but that's not for us right now. Okay, have a great day. Mazel Tov on the Haschala of Masechah Sukkah.